to this special holiday broadcast of The Secrets of the Christmas Star, brought to you by NameYourGalaxy.com. NameYourGalaxy.com sponsors these broadcasts as well as other science education outreach programs of Windowpane Observatory, located 80 miles southeast of Kitt Peak Observatory, the National Observatory of the United States in southern Arizona. In this series of broadcasts, I will take you on an astronomical adventure of biblical proportions that will explain from a purely scientific point of view just what the Star of Bethlehem could have been. About every 5 days until Christmas of 2006, I will broadcast another episode of the show that should increase your understanding about the biblical history of the star and teach some basic astronomy as well. If you can't wait for the last episode, airing just before Christmas Day, go to ChristmasStarSecrets.com or NameYourGalaxy.com and you can listen to or download all 5 segments of the program. In either case, I hope you enjoy our cosmic exploration of the secrets of the Christmas star. Was the Star of Bethlehem a meteor or a comet? In our last episode, we discovered that Jesus was not born on December 25th. That date was probably chosen because it matched the pagan holiday of Saturnalia, celebrated in ancient Rome. Instead, biblical history points to the fact that Jesus was probably born in the spring between the years of 7 and 2 BC. Now that we have the right time, let's explore 2 often cited astronomical explanations of the Christmas star: meteors and comets. At least 4 theories have been advanced to explain the star from a purely astronomical viewpoint. Possibly the first idea put forward was that it was an unusually bright fireball meteor seen streaking across the horizon. But as most sky watchers know, such an object can be seen to flash across the sky in a matter of mere seconds, hardly long enough to lead the Magi halfway across the Orient to the little town of Bethlehem. So we can confidently lay this concept to rest. Not so easily dismissed, however, is the possibility that the star was a bright comet. Comets can remain visible to the unaided eye for weeks, either in the pre-dawn sky or at dusk. It is not impossible to conceive that a comet with a bright star-like head and a long gossamer tail, pointing like some cosmic finger toward the horizon, could have drawn the Magi to Bethlehem. The famous Halley's Comet, last seen in early 1986, also flared in the sky during August and September in the year of 11 BC. However, most authorities dismiss it due to the poor time fit. Although it seems unlikely that another great comet could have appeared nearer to the accepted time frame of the star's appearance and went unrecorded, we can never really be quite sure. Besides, comets were viewed as omens of evil, such as floods and famine, as well as the death, not the birth, of kings and monarchs. The Romans, in marking the death of the Roman general Agrippa, for example, used the 11 BC apparition of Halley's Comet as a benchmark. With this in mind, comets would seem to be wrong as the heavenly sign that would signal the coming of a newborn king. If not a comet or a meteor, then what remains? Perhaps the simplest answer is an exploding star. Join us next time when we explore the possibility that the Star of Bethlehem was an exploding star like the bright nova of 1975, or even a brilliant supernova, a star that shines with the light of a billion suns. More about that next time. Stay tuned. For more information, visit ChristmasStarSecrets.com. This program was funded in part from your generous contributions to NameYourGalaxy.com. Real galaxies named after you by real astronomers at Windowpane Observatory. Give the gift that lasts longer than forever by calling 505-463-8360 or visiting NameYourGalaxy.com.